And the winners might be GRD Sweekly.
Yay!
No, we don't win. We just get nominated. But yeah. Maybe we get thousands of dollar swag bags.
No.
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be nice, but there's no way in hell that's going to happen.
No, no, no chance.
Who would be giving us these swag bags?
The Parsecs. That was funny.
They didn't even give us a cupcake for coming by.
No.
We did get kazoos.
We did get kazoos.
Okay, yeah. All right, well.
Hey, wait. I'm not sure. Did the Parsecs give us that, or did somebody give us that who was at the Parsecs?
No, I think
that
it was the Parsecs.
That was the official?
I got mine from some random kid.
Wow, okay.
Did you pick up kazoos from some random kid?
I did.
Sounds really, really bad.
Or just knocked them over and got it.
Bam, give me them kazoos.
So yeah, hi, welcome to GRD's Weekly episode
217.
How's that for weird?
Now I had no idea when he asked me yesterday. I was like, 219?
I know, I heard that.
It's like 706? I'm not sure.
I think you have to subtract over
9,000.
Oh, wow.
Number 9 is how it goes. So the people are talking to you today, who's sitting down at the table, it is the Flinstress.
My lovely wife, Mary Golden Globes.
How you doing? Hey, look, who's back? It's the Bruce.
Mind if I zip this up?
Please, for the love of Christ. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You smell like...
Oh, what happened?
Oh, what do you smell like? We'll never know.
Oh, wow. It just... Wow, Jazzler just broke. That's awesome. So, what have you been doing, Geeky? You?
Tons of stuff.
All right, wait. No. If your week is more like 4 than 5 or 6 things, you did a show yesterday.
Yeah, but I left some things out on purpose so we could talk about them today. Or maybe I just forgot things.
What, did you want this? Did you want this to be the Bruce half
or maybe, hour? Maybe.
No, there's no way she did like 20 minutes worth of shit.
I mainlined a whole bunch of Geeky stuff last night. Maybe I stayed up all night and haven't even been to bed.
No.
No, you're right. That's not a possibility. But I did forget about some stuff. So
all right, let's talk.
And now, Bruce's Corner.
Whatever. But we didn't get a chance to get your take on The Walking Dead, so we should talk about The Walking Dead.
Oh, yes.
So let me talk about something that you're going to talk about, but let me talk about it and phrase what you're going to say. Yes,
okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And go.
So what did Bruce think about it, do you think?
I think that he liked this episode.
What do you think
chance.
He liked the most about it?
Bruce, what did you... let me just do my Geeky Sweekend. We'll talk about The Walking Dead.
There you go.
How about that?
All right, sure.
All right, so I went to this girls' night, where we all just like in our pajamas and comfy clothes and like no makeup and just hung out together as a girls' night. And we drank a little bit of alcohol, beverages, and we watched Pitch Perfect, which I hadn't seen in a while. It was amazing, awesome.
It's good stuff.
It is just like, it's a super fun. Don't take it too seriously. It's
don't
got the,
no problem there.
Look.
It's got the blonde girl from True Blood. It's got Adam from Workaholics, Fat Amy, who's been in like everything, Anna Kendrick's, you know, from, you might know her from Twilight or from something else. Her song is actually like on the radio now because of that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're filming the second one. It's super fun.
I promise you, if you sit down to watch it, if you give it 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Then you're going to want to see how the rest of it goes. Because in the first 5 minutes.
Because you think it's just this typical like, haha, whatever show.
It's not
and
what
then,
you think it is.
And then.
Give it 5 minutes, it will hook you.
Shit hits the fan. All so, yeah. So, but of course we weren't like hardcore watching it because everyone was talking and we were painting nails and we were braiding hair. It was
really?
It was just
a
so fun.
A movie was
fun.
On and you guys are just running your mouths not paying attention to it? That's crazy.
Some people, we were sort of kind of watching it. Like we would stop at certain points and like watch.
Pillow fights.
We did not actually have a pillow fight. But I might have left before the pillow fighting happened. But my nails look like New Year's Eve threw up on them. it's like the brightest teal you could imagine with like every kind of glitter. But it was fun. And I painted nails and braided hair and yay. And it was a good girls' night. It was geeky because I think Pitch Perfect we've talked about it on the show before, but I watched it again and it was fun.
I also found a new drink that I really like. Wait, hold it. You're saying that's a perfect thing for Girls' Night Out, a film that I happen to truly love? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying Pitch Perfect is geeky.
Oh, is that okay?
And it just happened to be
so a drink
at our
you
party.
Say,
yeah. And there was a new drink that I liked that was they had pink lemonade and Sprite, and it was like a peachy red kind of rum. You know how rum and vodka come in like all the different flavors now, but it was like seriously yummy. I'm not saying it was like ambrosia yellow level yummy,
right?
Ambrosia level
not yellow
yummy.
It's not ambrosia's not yellow.
There's no yellow.
There's no.
No, but it was pretty freaking yummy, and it was fun. And yeah, we were all... Oh, and then also at that party, we played Cards Against Humanity.
Nice.
Which is always geeky. And one of the best ones was in M. Night Shyamalan's new film, you find out that Blank has really been Blank all along.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so somebody played in M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, you find out that Barack Obama has really been pretending to care all along.
Oh,
there were a bunch
damn.
Of really good ones for that one. I mean, just in general, you know, Cards Against Humanity, even if you're not inebriated in any form, something will come along at some point that is just going to make you like laugh so crazy loud. You just can't help it. Sometimes you get the best card for a situation. I didn't get a single black card. Because there were like 15 of us playing, so the odds were low. But Raven had like 4. I don't know. It was her house. It was her cards. Maybe she had cheated.
Doesn't everybody have to get a black card at some point to play the game?
No,
you start with the white cards, the 10 white cards,
right.
And you win a black card by matching, getting the best answer. I never had the best answer.
That's what you're saying.
And never won a point the whole game. I say that as if we played for a really long time because we were seriously
played for
distracted.
5 minutes.
Whatever.
I played 6 rounds. Raven got 4.
I've also been watching the show on TV that I think is really cool. It's on Nat Geo, so that's what National Geographic
yes.
TV, and it's called Brain Games. And you watched part of this with me the other day, you remember?
I've
and so it's all about
too,
these
no,
different,
I don't.
Like,
my brain needs
it's training. All about perception and like what we notice and what we don't notice. Mm-hmm. Like you watch like the dance troupe, and then a penguin walks by in the background. And
a kind
like,
of
did you
penguin
see the penguin?
Suit.
Yeah. I've seen that one.
Actual penguin.
No, it was if it was an actual penguin.
That's a big ass penguin, I'm sure.
Chilly Willy. The penguin said, "No, that's not an eggplant. He's just retarded."
Ha ha.
Anyway, that was from Orange is the New Black, which we've been watching too, but I already talked about that. But anyway, but this brain
but
games show,
you, so.
But this brain game show is really fun. I've always liked this. I've always liked thinking about how the brain works and learning more about the brain because I feel like we don't, I mean, as much as we know about the human body, we still know next to nothing about the brain. I mean, we know some, but we don't know
well,
enough
some people
about
know
how the
more
brain
than
works.
Others, but
the
yeah.
brain is the ocean of the human body.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Did you read that out of my mind? Cause, I mean, I literally had that exact thought. Billy Flynn is A+ at brain games.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
But I love it because you can play along with
Elementary,
the show.
Elementary, yes.
You can like watch it and play along with the show as it's going. So that's always really fun.
Or you
me.
Can just point and laugh at people.
Yeah.
Or you could do both.
Yeah, true.
I've also read the first episode of The 33, which is J.C. Hutchins' new serialized novel thingy that's out, and it's really interesting and exciting.
Novel thingy.
Episodic novel thingy. And
episodic novel thingy sounds even better.
It's really, really good.
Hey,
I haven't had a chance.
That needs to be a Filk band. Thank you.
And I haven't had a chance to pick it up yet, but Pip Ballantyne's new book, Weather Child, just came out, and I'm super excited about it. So it's on, that'll be on a future Geekies Week, but I feel like there
maybe
probably...
Maybe one that we do tomorrow?
we're not going back to The Daily Show.
Well, not today. Not this week.
No, not this week. We both have to work, so... Yeah, and work has been pretty geeky, too, lately. I've been doing a lot of, like,
ooh,
data processing
right
and, like, you know, running all these different Google scripts. And I figured out how, like, when you fill out a form to make an email, you the information in the form. And, all I ever do is figure out ways to make my life easier, which is pretty, pretty awesome. Problem solving and troubleshooting, and it's fun.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Yay. So that has been my Geekies Week.
Wait. And now, a moment with Bruce.
Go ahead. Hello, boys and girls.
I'm August Clementine.
The ladies just love my sweaty balls.
You don't like ice cream?
I like ice cream.
You've not
I know the joke. It's just... Yeah.
Okay. Start off with Justice League War. This is the anime...
War! Huh!
Good God, y'all. What is it good for?
Pretty much a lot of things. This is a good thing, yeah.
Those are all lies.
It solves conflicts. It gets the neighbors off the lawn.
Wow.
Gets that country to stop invading the other country. Justice League War, this is the new first animated movie with the new 52 characters.
Right.
This was much more of a PG-13 version of the Justice League's that or the
got
DC
attitude
comics.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, well, there was a little bit edgy. There was more blood in it.
Yeah.
There was a little more language in it. And
the goddamn Batman.
Yeah. I wish he said I was the goddamn Batman. But no.
He's still beloved by lots of children.
I'm the Fliggledy Diggledy Batman.
Fliggledy. What?
Was that what's his name from The Simpsons? Ned Flanders.
Sure, yeah. Oakley Doakley, I'm the Batman.
Oakley Doakley. Wow.
Oh yeah, that just broke people there. All right. This shows the beginning of the Justice League when they come together and face a much tougher dark side. Remember when they had the Justice Leagues or the Super Friends stuff that they had where Darkseid was in the episode?
Oh yeah, the superpowers.
Superpowers team. Yeah. This Darkseid, not the same size as the other Justice League characters.
He's shorter?
But did he have cookies?
No, he did not have cookies. No,
come to the dark side, we have cookies.
Right, I'm with you there.
Yeah. Wrong dark
this
side.
This was, I know, the dark side in this one was maybe 10, 11 feet tall, oh, maybe okay. 12.
Maybe this is Dark Said.
I was hoping
from
you were
like West Said.
I was hoping you would tell me it was like Shetland dark side. That's
oh, that'd be cool as hell.
So I was going for there.
But. No, but this was he'll a really good story.
He'll make you his mayor. Sorry.
This is a really good story. You start to see a little bit of the flirtation between Superman and Wonder Woman.
I still love that how in the regular comics, in Wonder Woman's comic, there's pretty much no mention of this relationship.
It's significant.
Well, yeah. It's like, okay, sure, yeah. Whatever. I'm doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. Sisters be doing it for themselves.
Yeah, you can put our romance in your comic. My comic. I'm busy. I'm busy kicking ass.
I'm doing things. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, this is a good one. Definitely pick it up. Check it out.
I need to get caught up on Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Remind me. Take a note. Spencer, take a note.
Wow.
Okay. He's the GRD intern now. We fired Spencer for $0.00 to take notes.
So in other words, he gets paid the rest of it. Like
right,
the rest of us
exactly. Yeah. He gets double your salary.
Oh, he gets double. Ah, crap and a half. Wonderful.
To take down notes whenever we think of interesting things.
Problem is, if he doesn't take this note down, you're going to fire him?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Might take away access to, you know, all the GRD cave or whatever.
There's a cave.
See, even you don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not a cave. It just dug something in the backyard.
Well, this is a hole in the ground.
No, it's not a hole in the ground. You do need a brick to get inside. So, yes.
No, that's the old students.
Gone old school, yeah.
Yeah. Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
Oh, you finally saw that?
Yes, I did. I finally saw this. This kind of felt like that Buffer movie, like, you know, we were talking about before, Back to the Future 2, you know.
Right.
Kind of that Buffer. Yeah, the placeholder.
Traditionally, the second one in the trilogy is weakest, with, you know, Star Wars being the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, generally, your second one in the trilogy is weak.
Well, I mean, just look at Search for Spock.
I liked this one, though. I liked Catching Fire better than I liked the first one.
I kind of liked the first movie didn't have the whole drawn out, this is how long the Hunger Games lasted.
It seemed like it was an afternoon romp.
Right.
It seemed like it was a week or two.
Yeah, okay. Right. So it was at least a couple of days.
So it was a day.
It was like 2 weeks or something.
24 hours.
Weekend Warriors live. Yeah. Okay. No, the National Guard all of a sudden going, yeah. No, it felt like two weeks. So, and this one, it felt like maybe 2 days.
Okay.
Because I think it actually was about 2 days.
Okay.
You get through about two-thirds of the film, and they finally get into the actual 75th annual Hunger Games.
See, it took so damn long last time to get to, in the first movie to get to this.
It takes longer.
Really?
It does take longer to get to it this time because there is so much
there's stuff going on.
Going into the whole...
How many minutes do I need to see her stare into PETA's eyes? Really? Seriously?
Well, it was the whole, hey, we're going to screw you, because you guys tried to, you know, start this rebellion and everything like that. And they're like, we just kind of just trying to live.
I was trying to eat cake, not PETA's mom's nasty cake that looks...
Oh, snap.
Well, apparently you can use it for camouflage, so how good... I mean, just say it.
It's multi-purpose.
Yeah.
I
believe only mud was something that a predator couldn't see. So I'm just saying that cake couldn't have been that good. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Predator Hunger Games? Yeah. Predator was one of the... Predator. That would be quick. Predator talk about it taking a day, right?
Yeah. Predator Games. Yeah.
But if they were all highly skilled predators.
Ooh. I'm just not buying Jennifer Lawrence take as a note, highly
intern.
Skilled predator.
No, I'm just saying if it was predators altogether that's in the Hunger
right.
Games.
I'm
right.
saying Jennifer Lawrence can no longer be part of the franchise.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, there's always humans that get caught in the crossfire.
Can she die?
Yes.
Then okay.
Okay.
Wasn't that Predators that they did that?
Kind of, yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
We did this. It was called Predators.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That was a great movie.
That was pretty fun.
I'm glad I thought of that idea.
Good for you.
After it already happened.
Did you patent it? If so, you can sue.
Nope.
Okay.
Damn.
Basically, the people that were doing this Hunger Games
patenting all movies, all sequels, putting an S on the end. That's what I'm patenting.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, sorry.
So,
Supermen. We're making everything plural.
Batmans. Aliens. Alien 3, even more aliens. Shitload
Robocops.
Of aliens.
Robocopses.
Robocopses.
Basically, all the people that were in the Hunger Games together. You stop!
All the people in the Hunger Games together.
Basically, if you survived the Hunger Games the first time out, you got put into a draw and you could be in the Hunger Games again. That's the premise of this one. That's how they were going to kill the PETA and Katniss.
Okay.
So, because, oh, well, you can't make them martyrs. You can't just flat out kill them. We have to make turn them into one of us and kill them. It's a nice twist at the end.
He's at peace.
It's something you don't...
Barack Obama has been pretending to care the whole time?
Yes, that's exactly... No. Yep. And the problem is, this is gonna, the final book's going to be turned into two movies again, just like they did with the other things.
Actually, I had not heard that.
Yeah, they're turning it into two movies.
It was the longest book, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff needs to be put into it, I'm sure, to get that final conclusion of
plot,
the story.
Characters.
Yeah, something like that. They can't just breeze through, you know, a couple of weeks and, you know, I guess 2 days. Let's see. So, yeah, basically, I would give that movie probably 7.5 pants.
So what'd you give the first one? Do you remember?
Probably about the same.
Okay.
Okay. House of Cards.
Woo-hoo.
Have you been watching this?
I saw the British one. I have not seen the Kevin Spacey goodness.
Yeah, it's on our list.
Kevin Spacey is phenomenal in this movie.
And really likes Apple products.
No, actually, he doesn't.
Oh, somebody does.
His wife does.
There it is.
His wife likes
it. Of course. Yeah, of course his wife does.
He actually has a BlackBerry. So,
well, damn right.
Yeah, well, of course. Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright both are absolutely just amazing in this. If you don't know the story, this is into the second season now. It's all on Netflix. Kevin Spacey's character is Representative Frank Underwood. He's passed over for Secretary of State in the first episode when the new president becomes elected and he's starting his transition team. And he was promised to be the Secretary of State. Well, he gets passed over.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. And basically, Kevin Spacey's character says, okay, we're going to do things my way now. And starts this plan.
Killing everyone based off of the seven deadly sins?
No.
Oh.
No, no.
Nothing's
in the box.
Be a good movie.
Nothing's in the box. You don't really know exactly what his plan is, but you know he's coming up to something very, very devious. And at the end of the first season, or near the end of the first season, you start seeing what he's really doing.
Okay.
And then in the second season, yeah, he takes it up a notch.
Okay.
This is a lot like Game of Thrones set in modern times without dragons.
But
so
the
it's
conniving...
a lot like Game of Thrones then. I see. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
There have been dragons recently.
The dragons
wiener,
are coming.
Wiener, 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 wiener.
The South Park episode?
South Park. Oh, God. Game of Thrones episode. Yeah, it was awesome.
God, I just remember that one. Yeah, sorry. I
can't wait for the dragons. Like it's big floppy wiener.
This is absolutely just an amazing show. Kevin Spacey deserves many accolades, many Emmys for his work in this. Robin Wright is amazing. And characters, basically, again, like Game of Thrones, if you like them, you never know how long they're going to stick around.
Okay. You like Kevin Spacey, though, and he made it to season two.
He made it to season two, yeah. And I
Faces
you know,
on the poster, so
yeah,
he's probably
going
to be there for a while.
Yeah. Hopefully.
When you play the game of American politics, you either win or die.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see. Playing some video games.
But that'd be funny if they had like a mashup of those two like online. That'd be cool. Like a video of them, you know.
Make that
dispersed.
Happen.
Come on, internet. Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Mafia 2. I started playing this game. It reminds me a lot of L.A. Noire.
Okay.
But not as good.
Aw.
Yeah. There's a lot of driving in this game, and I don't want to play a driving game,
right?
Especially when you're playing a driving game when you don't have to, you don't get to go very fast, you don't get to make the, it's not
racing. The driving engines are usually secondary to the gameplay,
yeah,
you know, the other aspects of the gameplay.
I'm like, I'm driving a 1940s car, 1942 car, and I'm stopping at stoplights.
Yes,
this is not the game I want to play.
Well,
I'm sorry,
I never got rid of Need for Speed Most Wanted, and with that, with the movie coming out, I'm kind of jonesing to play it again. So you could always go for that.
But I don't like driving games.
That one, you just run from cops.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's kind of cool in that aspect of it. Hmm. And you get to, you know, crash them and fun stuff like that.
That might be a little more fun.
So, yeah. So you get to go just tear ass through. You get to drive across the freaking golf course if you want. There's no stopping at stoplights unless you just happen to have a weird affinity for such
things. Right, but it is a driving game, and it's fun
it's
in that level, right?
You drive, but it's...
I'm of the same mind that a lot of times those games, like, you're like, oh, I don't want to have to do the driving level again. I want to just do something else.
Okay, but this particular one is more of a crazy taxi than I would say it is a Project Gotham.
Let's go make some crazy money.
Let's stop here. get the cab.
That game, when that first came out, was one of the, I'd never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
Revolutionary.
And thank you, Dreamcast, for making another home console version better than the arcade game.
God damn, I miss you, Dreamcast.
Let's see, other shows. Let's see, shows I've been watching, Walking Dead, we talked about that. Arrow, still good. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, excellent. Archer, oh my God, funny as hell.
Right?
Smokey and the goddamn bandit.
Oh my God.
What was your favorite part of the episode?
The everything part of it.
Okay.
Just his excitement.
Right.
Because
he instantaneously knew where they were going with that. He was like, oh, snap.
I knew where they were going too.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You knew where they were going. I mean,
Wait. You don't want to fly and you have to drive. I'm like, oh my God.
Yep. Are you having?
I was having issues, but now I'm not anymore.
Oh, but Archer, Jerry Reed was Snowman, not Snowball. I'm just saying it.
Truck stops are fun.
Wow. They can be interesting places.
I'm sure they can. She made it a lot more interesting than the lot lizard that she was. I got the con crud. I didn't even go to an effing con, and I got con crud. How the hell does this happen?
That's what you get for not going to a con.
It's what the normal people call just getting sick.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny because everybody else went to a con, and I got con crud.
Oh.
But within that week that I was sick, and I'm still just finally getting over it now, I had to make a chicken coop for a local hardware store. Now, I don't work at Amazon anymore. Oh, by the way, I don't work at Amazon anymore.
Wow, that's pretty big news.
Hey, do you work at Amazon?
No.
Oh.
It was pretty bad, huh? You hated it?
Yeah, God, I hated that job. Oh, my God, I hated that job. And I still haven't got my sleeping schedule. It's been like 2 weeks, and I still haven't got my sleeping schedule back on normal. I mean, with being sick, I sleep like 3 hours. I'm up 7. I sleep 4. I'm up 8. I'm like,
God, that sounds perfect. Sounds like my dream sleep schedule. Just
no,
all the time.
No, I'm awake 2 or 3, you know, 7 hours. I'm asleep like 3 or 4. That's not,
that's not good. I flip that around and I'm okay with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, no.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's
okay.
It's
what you do when you are a loser with no prospects.
Oh, stop.
What?
You have prospects.
Okay.
The chicken coop that I had to make was for a local hardware store.
Right.
It's 6.5 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet.
Okay.
With some extra handles on it that made it like 8 feet long. But
at home are riveted by the dimensions of your chicken coop.
This is not a small project. Let's put it that way.
Okay, yeah.
This was not a small project in the slightest.
If you're drawing pictures along with our show, you can now make a scale accurate drawing
of
the chicken coop.
You can sketch it. This was a difficult project. I mean, you know, they had to bring in some extra laborers. The man lost sleep about it. They had all kinds of equipment problems.
The monkeys aren't working! We're formulating another plan! Stay calm!
Good job, Bruce. Good job.
Did you have monkeys?
I wish I had monkeys. I did not have monkeys, but I got to play with an air compressor and a nail gun.
Ooh.
Simultaneously?
There's one in our bathroom.
Air compressor?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, actually, yeah. Go figure. Yeah. And but no door.
No, well, the construction zone, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Construction zone!
Have you ever heard of a country song? Danger zone?
will be no encores!
And next week, next week's going to be great.
Well, yes it is.
Always.
You know who's going to be on there, right?
Your mom.
No.
I didn't hear.
Kenny Loggins.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Also, I have a new dog now.
Yay! Tell us about your doggie.
This is his name is Buddy, and was at the hardware store picking up some stuff for this chicken coop I was working on. And I'm friends with the owner. And
is it the one that right there, that Ailet 360 hardware button where your daughter used to work?
Yes.
Okay.
And this dog, this stray dog, is in the store. He's been there for like 3 hours, and then the owners were taking care of him. And I was like, well, I'm trying to talk. The woman who's running the place, I was like, I'm trying to talk my husband to let me take the dog home, but I don't think he's going to let me do it today. It's like, all right, if you want me to take the dog, I'll take the dog home. That was like a week and a half ago, and pretty much the dog's ours now.
Aw, it's hard to like foster a dog or have a dog on a short-term basis. If they're a lovable doggy, you're going to fall in love. So what kind of dog?
This, the dog's about 30, 35 pounds. It's a mix. It's a white and brown dog that maybe part pit bull, maybe part corgi.
Aww.
I don't know. That's kind of the running thing right now. We think it is. It's part pit bull, part corgi.
I think it is.
That's an interesting mix.
It didn't exactly
mix.
Come with papers, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an interesting mix.
So we're kind of guessing.
Okay. Do you have a picture of it on your Facebook page?
Yes, I do. Oh. Yes, I do. And yep, the dog's name's Buddy. He is pure doggy. He's pure doggy. He's just so fun and jumping around. And he's getting along with Obi just fine. So that's nice.
Good.
They're not fighting or anything, which is really
doggies can get territorial. Like, this is my space.
Oh yeah, and my dog is my Obi is very let's say needy. If anybody else is in the house and playing, he wants to play too, and. No, it's me. It's all supposed to be about me. And no, it's like, no, down. So they're learning to play with each other, passing the ball back and forth.
The electroshock will help them learn faster.
Yeah.
That is quite a chicken coop. Is it like paneling on the outside?
Yeah, that is. That's paneling. That's was work.
There's a secret door. There's
actually two secret doors.
Well, yeah, because, you know, one's where they make the bathtub gym.
Oh, he's so precious. He's a go puppy.
Why are you showing me the picture? I know what the damn dog looks
like. Look at your dog.
Look at your dog.
Hey, everyone at home. It's a cute dog.
I love
that
you held it up to the mic. I love that. It's awesome.
It's a cute dog.
Look, everybody, look.
3D.
So, yeah, that's pretty much been my geeky week.
I like how you.
I may have forgotten something. But
no, I like how you got Nordic there. Thing. Yeah, that's been my geeky week. So I watched Bonnie and Clyde. No, the good one. The Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway, Gene Hackman.
Whoa.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. That was on Turner Classic Movies. Turner Classic Movies, fantastic channel. Still a damn fine film. I always forget Gene Wilder's in that. I always forget that he's like...
How can you?
Because he's not one of the main people. He's like a couple that like they pick up and they ride with for a little bit until he somehow freaks out Bonnie. She's like, get him out of here. And I always forget that he's in there just for that little moment. It's fantastic. Sin City was on, which is fantastic time.
Mm-hmm.
The Dame to Kill For, you know, they're finally getting our sequel, 10 years later or something, almost 10 years later. Crazy that it's taken this long for that to happen. So,
well, the first one wasn't a huge, financial success.
It was incredible, though. It was flipping incredible.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right, but, quality of film isn't always the indicator on who gets a sequel.
Yeah, you're probably not going
nice
to see.
It'd be nice if he was.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get to see 13 Years a Slave, but
well, I would hope not. But 301's coming out, yeah. So we got that happening. So that's good. Can I give
it's
a moment?
It's not called 301.
No, it's not.
Oh wait, this one guy was late to the. Here I come, guys! Here I come!
Wait for me, guys!
Oh shit, I missed it.
That's right. 301 minus 300.
Lone survivor.
I can't believe you didn't talk about the Olympics at all ever. The two times you've now had. So I would like to. Nope, stop. I would like to give a shout out for the
Jamaican bobsled team
on demand Olympics that Fios has, because instead of watching the story, the heartbreak, you can watch the qualifying, you can just watch the gold, you can watch
you can basically just watch the finals.
Minutes.
You can watch as much of it or as little of it as you want, which was great. So because I'm the kind of person who will sit there and watch like
every
the qualifying rounds, group play of curling. I will watch hockey, teams playing against each other that are not even going to win.
You will watch like four qualifying heats of the damn biathlon, which just...
I will watch any Olympics that's on. I like it when it's on two different channels and I can bounce back and forth. But about halfway through the Olympics is when I discovered that they were putting, things on demand.
I was like, hey, have you been seeing the stuff on demand?
So that's kind of that, like on demand, like TiVo, like all these different programs, it doesn't mean you watch less or more, but it means you watch exactly what you want. So instead of watching some random ass hockey game, I was watching the actual finals of the speed skating that I wanted to watch, etc. So,
which is so much nicer because you can watch what you want to watch when you want to watch it versus, hey, I found out who's winning this.
Right.
12 hours
ago.
Well,
it was still broadcast on NBC's schedule or whatever. So some of that you couldn't really control. But like, so some of the games were on, like some of the hockey games were on at noon. So I was able to watch it on my lunch break. And that was live. That was how it was actually going on in the world. And so that was nice to have it be that way. But I hate that with spoilers and, oh, we're not going to just show it when it happens. We're going to show it at our primetime broadcast. I understand why they have to do it. It's just you basically have to go internet dark if you don't want to know, or else you'll totally know.
TV dark, everything dark.
Radio, right. Nothing.
Right. Go to a cave during the Olympics.
Well, you have the cave in the backyard now.
Yeah.
The hole.
So there's that.
With a brick.
Let's see. I think I am 2 episodes behind. How many episodes of The Following has been for season 2?
I want to say about 4 or 5.
Okay, see, I'm 4 or 5 in, and I want to say there's some we haven't seen. I have now seen up to the point where Joe...
La, 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 la,
go ahead.
Well, you're going to watch... Okay.
No, probably not.
Probably
not.
And you'll forget if you do. So.
Where Joe meets up with Emma again.
Okay, so you're about 1 episode behind.
Okay, that
1 or 2
right.
episodes behind.
That sounds right. And I've been very fascinated by the Patrick Bateman character that they have on this year. Just watched American Psycho again, so yeah, it's weird to see that. Yeah, I love that this show is just, we're amping it up and no idea what the hell is going to happen next. And that's the best part about it, because you keep sitting there going, what?
Yeah. Once you get caught up, you're going to see that they're still going to take it in another direction.
What?
Yeah.
I have True Detective for that.
There's, good Lord, another episode tonight. Walking Dead and True Detective.
That's right.
Detective
Sunday
come
night.
On the same night. Yeah. I don't know that we're going to get another 5-minute continuous one contained tracking shot. Jesus Christ, that was beautiful. You're not watching True Detective. You need to find True Detective, Bruce.
All right, I'll find
it's
it.
It's on HBO.
I'll see what I can do.
That's the best continuous shot since Touch of Evil with Orson Welles. I mean, that was a 5-minute multiple location continuous
single shot.
It was like 5.5 minutes long. It was freaking incredible. And it also had some action sequences involved. So that makes it even more impressive.
And that's another one. Just when you think you've got that show figured out, you just don't at all.
All right.
An island.
Yeah, indeed. I'm like 15 episodes into Arrow.
Okay.
For season 1. So
wait, I thought you were going to stop. You were going to stop.
I did stop.
Oh, okay. You did stop. Okay. I've decided now
I'm
going to watch Arrow.
When you did your thing, I went on a binge. And I tried to talk to you about this, and you didn't want to. So let me explain to you. I watched all of Orange is the New Black. I knocked through 15 episodes of Arrow. Okay, fine.
No, I'm listening.
So, no, I'm done talking about that.
No, please stop.
No, I'm done talking about that. So, Doctor Who Infinity Quest. This is a game for your phone that you can get. It is a free game.
What?
It is not Puzzle Quest, but it would really, really like to be. It's another one where you're moving jewels around and matching stuff up.
Oh, I don't like those kind of games.
But the fun thing is that you start with Matt Smith, and eventually you will unlock all the doctors and be going back in time, and you also unlock different companions, and everybody has different little powers that they do. So just for the fact that it's an actual licensed BBC thing, and you get Daleks and Cybermen and the Doctor, if it wasn't for that, I probably would not be playing this game. Doctor Who Infinity Quest, I believe it is.
Who Legacy that looks like that
maybe
too.
That's it. Doctor Who Legacy, that could be it.
When you get back and get like the first 2 doctors, the screen start going black and white?
I don't know, haven't got that far yet.
Okay.
Haven't got that far
yet. That'd be
fun. Still working my way back through time. Yeah,
there's a lot of Doctor Who games on the Play Store.
Yeah, there's a few.
Huh.
There's quite a few. There, you know, because I had the action adventure one that I've already forgotten what that one was called. Maybe that was Infinity Quest.
Maybe.
I don't even remember.
Wibbly wobbly tamily wobbly.
Zibbly lobbly blibbly.
Sorry. What was that?
You are not sorry. You set that up for like 2 minutes and then you're like, all of a sudden, boom.
I made a trebuchet out of my cover. Not really.
It's
just a catapult. Just a regular old catapult. It didn't work quite the way I thought it was going to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
God. All right. Take the shiny things away from her.
Yeah, nope. No doubt. Job three is fun. That's the trivia job.
And hopefully we'll eventually pan out so that you can quit job 2.
Yes. This should be replaced. This should eventually become job 2, which is outstanding. We're working on that. I went to a place this past Wednesday where I had to bring the board. Because they had a home system, you know, a house PA system that you just plugged into.
Yeah.
That being really great, I was able to place some drops here and there as well.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
So like one of the questions was, what one word quote, which was also part of a Star Trek movie title, is William Shatner famous for? And then I played a song.
What one word quote
mm-hmm.
that was in the title of one of the Star Trek movies is William Shatner famous for?
Yep. What is it? What is it, Bruce?
Khan.
That's it. As I said to people, this it ended. I was like, if you know William Shatner, you know exactly where this is from. This, of course, is from Star Trek II, The Wrath of
Khan. GRDN trivia, you know, confluence.
And people just sort of cracked up at that. So that was really fun. So, yeah. So, you know, once again, yes, getting rid of job 2 so I can solidify that sitting on my ass, running my mouth. Although I did stand up for that.
Oh, okay. Well, you stood up.
Yeah.
Well, you stand up sometimes in the radio business.
Occasionally,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer a stand-up studio. I really do. I think it works better
it's
that way.
Ergonomically correct.
You just wanted to use that word, didn't you?
Sure.
Yeah, Mr. J. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's pretty much my geeky sweep.
From Alderaan to Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement. I mean, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
Your turn.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Always your
turn. I started playing
segment.
A Doctor Who game on my phone.
I know.
Jesus.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I saw that.
Hold on.
No,
okay.
You're not.
I am sorry. Hey, guess what? We've got an app.
Nice.
Speaking of the Android Google Play
there
Store.
There you go. When you go to get
I
your Doctor Who game, pick up the
you
app
can
as
get
well.
The GRD app. And it's super awesome, cool, and you should. And our next convention that all three of us will be participating is RavenCon.
What's
and
our next convention that only one of us will be at?
Starfest.
Oh, shit.
I got you. I got
that?
You.
Who saw that coming?
You?
No, but I didn't. That's why I was surprised.
RavenCon is April 25th to the 27th. The 25th is my birthday. So you can come and we can all go out and party it up. And it's going to be super fun. I'm so looking forward to RavenCon. So if you haven't already gotten your passes for RavenCon, you should do that now. Mm-hmm. And that is what's going on with GRD News.
That's fantastic.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Dinosaurs just won't stay dead. No, stop it.
Stop it!
Stop it. Dinosaurs just won't stay dead. Neither will dinosaur franchises. That's why Jurassic World, which is opening next June 12th of 2015, it's going to need some people. And it's going to need someone like, well, damn it, Vincent D'Onofrio is joining Jurassic World as the villain.
Wait, so is it a movie? Is it a theme park?
It's a movie.
What?
What did you think I'm talking about? A theme park?
It was a theme park.
I
it's
called a it a
park.
Franchise. I said
it's a
franchise.
Theme park that Vincent D'Onofrio is going to walk around in.
said,
and get eaten by dinosaurs?
I even said movies.
Okay.
Dinosaur movies. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio is joining as a villain, which is great because I can't wait to see what kind of dinosaur he's going to be.
Yeah.
Private Pile is happy to report that I'm a Velociraptor. I don't know.
Well, he's going to be better than King Koopa, so...
There is that.
Wow.
Also, Irfan Khan is in this movie.
Khan!
And they act like I should know who that is, and I'm looking at his picture, I was like, you look a little familiar, but Irfan Khan is also... going to be in Jurassic World, which is the only reason I really probably talked about this story in the first place.
Okay, now my new story is maybe borderline geeky, but everybody likes butts.
Wait.
My story yesterday was also about butts. It was about an airplane ship.
You've
like
got
a butt.
This whole butt.
What? In the butt. Anyway, 2013 has been officially declared the year of the butt because...
This is 2014.
According... But we're looking back at 2013.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Looking back at 2013,
okay.
It
we're
was
back
the year
the rear
of
view.
The butt.
Rear
okay?
view butt. Nice.
Looking backwards into the back view. Okay, according to the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, there was a 58% increase in butt enhancement surgery in 2013 compared to the year before. It had the largest gains of all cosmetic procedures for the year. They think they're blaming it on Kim Kardashian and because people are now taking butt selfies, which is also known as a belfie, where you like turn around and you smile over your shoulder and you take a picture so that you can see your butt. Like in True Detective.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
It could also be part of Beyonce's fault. The surgery takes like 2 to 3 hours and it's like more than $5,000 to get butt implants. You could just get those booty pop, you know, underpants that are fake.
Booty pop.
But anyway.
Underpants.
Yeah.
Underpants.
So,
I know people that need this, but because they have absolutely no ass whatsoever, they're completely just flat-assed. But if you have a normal-sized ass, you really don't need implants.
I don't think anybody does.
No.
But have you seen the picture going around on the internet where it's like it was a long-ass day and it was this really long butt? But even if you just got to work with what you're born with. There's different exercises that you can do to make your butt look better. There's different things you can do. You want to know what was the second most dramatically increased plastic surgery from 2013?
Lips.
That increased 44%. You're close. Labiaplasty.
I said lips.
You just didn't decide which pair.
I'm always talking. See, okay, I'm sorry. Ladies, and for the guys that want to get their butt implants too, look, all natural, okay? No additives, no preservatives. We want the organic. We want this organic. And if you start doing all kinds of crazy, popping and sewing and stuffing, just think of the
kind of twerk.
The kind of attention that you're going to get from people.
Oh, my. Why, you are an enchanting creature.
So yeah, just watch what you're doing.
So in other words, you're inviting that guy.
Yeah, the vaginoplasty, I believe, is what they're calling it now. Is that what the
labiaplasty?
Also just for that.
Well, there's also vaginal rejuvenation.
Yes.
Dear God, really, people?
Okay.
Which they're giving away in gift bags at the Oscars. Fun facts.
Huh.
For all nominees.
Wow.
Just
well, the
in case
men can
everyone...
get hair transplant surgery and the women get the vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh, you said it was in the... I thought there was like some
it's
kind
like a
of...
gift card.
Oh, okay. Because I'm
there's
like...
no doctor in there.
Joaquin Phoenix looking at that going, huh.
Yeah. Huh. No, the guys get hair transplants.
There's
and the
a new
girls
box
get
in the
a...
box. I mean, come on.
Step one.
Got a hole in the box. Go ahead.
All right. Last Tuesday, President Obama met with top engineers and the Pentagon people. He said publicly, basically, I'm here to announce that we're building Iron Man.
Oh.
Not really. Okay. Well, maybe. It's classified.
Effing tease. What the hell?
He was joking.
Actually, no, he's not. This is true. There, while
it's,
the
wait, wait, wait. It's true that we're building Iron Man. No, we're not.
No, it's true that they are actually going to be building something similar to an Iron Man. Work armor.
To explain.
Okay. The Army's Iron Man suit, officially called the Tactical Assault Light Operator Suit, or Talos, will not have flying capabilities, light missiles, or repulsors, but
then
they
it
are
sucks.
Gonna, but it's going to have ballistic and shock protection. Mm. It's going to be a flexible, soft surface with a hard metal core. It's able to repel ammo and electrical current, and it's fire retardant. And will be able to store and release energy to prevent injuries and increase performance. It will also allow the user to have optional attachments, exoskeletons, for hydraulic mechanisms to both improve strength and speed. Yeah, and this, the first, they have three prototypes right now, and we're going to start to be able to see them in June.
So maybe not Iron Man, but like it brings to mind those jumping soldier suits from the G.I. Joe trailer that I saw. Didn't watch that movie.
So Iron Man?
But they didn't really fly.
Yeah, they didn't fly.
They didn't really, no.
So that's what I'm saying.
But they were running fast. They were able to ballistic position.
And I'm to
understand. So needs to be a vidcast.
Yeah.
God.
And I'm to understand that these were being helped develop by James Cameron for filming of The Abyss 2?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not these. These are actually being... these are actually being worked on by 56 different corporations, 16 government agencies, 13 universities, and 10 national laboratories. And I was going to go a partridge in a pear tree, but I saw the word McRaven.
McRib?
McRaven. Oh. I swear. The guys, one of the people that are working on it is Admiral William McRaven.
Okay.
Which has got to be one of the cooler names I've heard.
Pretty much.
He is the chief of the U.S. Special Operations
chief.
Command. And he has confirmed that the three prototypes are being assembled and going to be delivered for June testing. First step will be for August of 2018 deployment.
Okay.
So we might have to start a war until August 2018 to show the new stuff that we've got made up.
That sounds like something that we would do. Yep. Something that we would do indeed. So that's been news to us. Come follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or those forums at geekradiodaily.com. Yeah, we'll be talking about those soon, I swear to God. Where all kinds of interesting stories pop up, because you never know what in the world it is you're going to find. Could be something creepy. Could be a dust bunny. Could be a news story.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
I'm sorry, were you going somewhere?
I have to pee, but that's later.
TMI.
Okay. So, mail. Because nobody sent a message since yesterday. Because we did a show yesterday.
Yeah. It was a bonus surprise special show from us to you.
For all those times where we go 7 weeks without doing a show.
Right. For all the times we've taken a break, we give you back-to-back GRD.
So, you know, look, how great is your Monday going to be now that you have two episodes of sitting right there? Two. And one of them where you get to laugh at how wrong we were with all of our... all of our
predictions,
predictions.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. In damn deed.
Calling online. And now, with a look at the many places you can go to get your geek on.
Are you sure this is a sci-fi convention? It's full of nerds.
It's the GRD Con Report.
That's also part of a Star Trek movie title.
Yes, this so needs to be a vidcast. it's the GRD Con Report telling you places, all the places in the world that you can go and get your geek on. The weekend of the 7th through the 9th of March, you have CoastCon 37, which is in Biloxi, Mississippi.
37? In 30, a row?
In a row! You also have FogCon, which is not Fog Hat. It's not a Fog Hat. Come on, connection.
Slow ride. Do, 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 do. Take it easy. Do, do, do.
Which is in Walnut Creek, California. No, we don't practice this. And you have MarsCon, which is a different MarsCon than the MarsCon that's in Williamsburg, Virginia. This is one that is in Bloomington, Minnesota.
How many MarsCons are there?
Two.
Are you sure there's not more than two?
Well, I don't know. But
what about Mars BarsCon?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's close.
Delicious.
Mars BarsCon.
The weekend of the 14th through the 16th, we've got LunaCon, which is not Christiana Ellis's dog. And it's also not the book series that I'm reading.
Damn it.
It's just a random convention in Rye Brook, New York. We also have that weekend MattaCon, which is in Harrisonburg, Virginia. We saw some press for that when we were at MystaCon last weekend. We've also got Sun City Sci-Fi in El Paso, Texas.
Ooh.
Followed by Walker Stalker Con. And I really hope that maybe Chuck Norris is there, but I don't think he is. That's in Chicago, Illinois.
But if he will be there, so many people will be following him.
Walker Stalker.
So many people will be
following him. Every move you make, Walker Stalker. I'll be watching you, Walker Stalker.
21st to the 23rd of March, you have Condor in San Diego, California, which of course can only be a Condor Man convention.
That would be great for the three people that are there.
What? Everybody loves Condor Man.
Maybe it's a con for dorks.
Condor. Okay, I can see that.
A lot of conventions.
I'd like to go to it. I like dorks.
KeoCon will be in Keokuk, Iowa. That's KeoCon 7, which kind of sounds like somebody doing a very... It sounds like a 12-year-old making karate sounds. KeoCon!
Is
what that sounds like.
Seven.
And Vericon XIV. That's 14. Vericon XIV. That's what you said. At Harvard University in Cambridge, which I think is a very odd place for the Verizon convention to be.
Vericon,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
Verizicon.
Verizicon. So that would be different?
It's truth, baby.
Oh. No, this is, of course, is where they discuss all the stuff with Fringe and you get to see Walter's lab. It would be a great time, and
that would be cool.
Yeah,
that would be
really cool.
Be awesome.
All right, the weekend of the 20th through the 30th of March, you also have DeepCon 15, which is in...
That's the 27th through the 30th.
Well,
just
yeah,
in case
it's
they
weekend.
Really want to go there.
Okay, so people, it's an international dateline thing.
So landed on a Saturday. Don't know how.
Yeah. Fuigi, Italy.
Fuigi.
Forget about it. All right. You also have the third conference on Middle Earth, Part 2, the Tolkien Convention. This is in Westford, Massachusetts. You have Chi-Fi.
Chi-Fi.
Which is in Chicago, Illinois.
That's, and when they get their network and they change their name, we can call it Chiffy.
That's so. Wait, this is Jason's mom's convention.
Shy.
No, sorry.
Chiff.
And pop, then you have a Lycon Rockville Center, New York, which is the same weekend. So that's what the place.
You only
is
go
going.
To one, folks.
Sadly, until they find a way where we can start beaming or going back in time or all those fun things. So if you have a convention somewhere that you know about that we don't know about, you should let us know all about it so we can tell you where the hell to go, because we love telling you.
I tell you where to go.
I bet you will. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with episode 217 of GRD's Weekly, in which we make very bad predictions.
Hello, Christopher. What insanity are you up to today?
Oh, hey, Lydia. I'm downloading some movies.
What? People are always telling me that's illegal.
Not these. They're all public domain. Ooh, look, Rescue from Gilligan's Island.
Well, let me see what you're doing. Oh, you're at archive.org. Well, they have thousands of films, TV shows, commercials, radio shows, and books available.
Yeah, but there are so many. I wish there was a podcast or something that would discuss these things. You know, give us an idea of what's worth the time.
Christopher, there is. We do one.
Oh, that's right. We host Orphan Entertainment. Once a month, we pick something from archive.org and review and discuss it. That sure is nice of us.
Sure. Why don't you click over to orphan-entertainment.jonja.net and remind yourself a little more about the show.
Will do. So let's see. That's orphan-entertainment.jonja.net. Hey, can we review the Gilligan's Island movie sometime?
Mm-hmm. We'll see, Christopher. We'll see.
Hi, this is James Hong. Listen to Gig Radio Daily today.
And it is my honor to present the nominees for Best Handjob by an Actress in a Leading Role. And the nominees are...
Amy Adams in The Master.
Come for me.
Yes.
No more of that boy's hooch.
No more hooch.
Say it again.
No more hooch.
Come for me.
Oh!
Laura Linney in Hyde Park on Hudson.
I knew that we were now not just fifth cousins, but very good friends.
Kristen Stewart in On the Road. Joaquin Phoenix in The Master. Kristen Stewart's other hand in On the Road.
And the Oscar goes to Kristen Stewart's other hand.
This is the first Academy Award and nomination.
It's about time the Academy starts recognizing all these hardworking individuals.
God, I thought that's how they got the roles in the first place.
So welcome back to GOD's Weekly, episode 217. We are recording this the afternoon before the Oscars.
Thank you very much.
Which is why all of these picks are going to be incorrect and we don't have perfect right. sweeps of what's going on. So yes, the 86th Academy Awards, I believe it is.
I had it.
One freaking job, Bruce. One
job.
Freaking job.
Shut it.
Prep. That's all we're asking.
It actually doesn't say. I'm on the website right now for the Oscars, and it doesn't say what annual Oscar
okay,
it
well,
is.
Let me go ahead and tell a you lot. Officially, it is the 86 Academy Awards, okay? Okay. It's the 86. Yeah. There we go. So you know how we like to do this. We like to go ahead and read off all these bad boys and make our guesses, and then we have some kind of crazy bragging rights in the forums, which means you two will have to go to the forums should you win.
JK.
Or if you don't win, I know you hate the forms. And basically, we'll see how well we do. We'll see if our fingers are right there on the pulse of the community.
Now, that looked like a heroin clap there.
No, that's a little bit higher.
Oh, that's a little higher. Higher. Different that's pulse.
Okay. Different pulse entirely. Yeah, that lady didn't come back. That lady did not come back.
Did she not come back for the show this year?
I don't think she came back to the con at all. I think she's in a bunker in her house in the hills in West Virginia. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow. Sounds about right. Yeah,
pretty much. So...
All right, so we're talking about categories.
Sure, sounds right.
We're going to be talking. We're going to do our predictions for the best picture, best actor and actress, best supporting actor and actress, best director, and best animated feature.
Which means we're not doing best adapted screenplay, which is going to be before midnight. I just thought I'd say that. Go ahead.
Okay. No bonus points.
Well, let's start with animated. Is that cool? Work our way up.
Oh yeah, sure. So, let me just scroll down the list here because, of course, I put in the other name.
Of course, you did.
Of course. Let's go with animated features. Okay, so the nominees are The Croods, Despicable Me 2, Ernest and Cataline, Frozen, and The Wind Rises.
Frozen is going to win this.
This is my toss-up category, unfortunately, because
really?
I honestly think, because Hazu Masasaki,
right.
Who did The Wind Rises. This is his last film.
Yeah.
And they
He's
love
pretty popular.
Doing this. Did you ever see Spirited Away?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Same guy.
Oh, I know. I didn't say the one that I thought should win.
Yes.
I said the one that I think is going to win.
Yes. That's my toss-up right now is between Frozen and The Wind Rises, and I'm actually going to pick The Wind Rises.
All right.
This is my step out of what everybody else is thinking.
I would love to see The Wind Rises win, but it's the Academy. I'm pretty sure Frozen's got that locked up, because if it somehow goes to Despicable Me 2,
No, it won't go there.
It better not. You got a vote?
I said Frozen as well.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
okay.
Sorry, I didn't say that.
Sorry,
I
thought you were
list.
Playing Doctor Who.
That's no, right. I'm not. I'm taking notes.
I just thought that's what you were doing. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. So let's go with directing.
Yes.
Shall we? Directing. You have... directing is for... David O. Russell, which is American Hustle.
Yeah, Russell Hustle.
Russell Hustle. You have Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity. You have Alexander Payne for Nebraska. Steve McQueen, no, not that Steve McQueen,
no.
For 12 Years a Slave. And Martin Scorsese for The Wolf of Wall Street.
I went with Scorsese and The Wolf of Wall Street.
Really?
Uh-huh, I did.
Okay.
What did you put?
Gravity.
Ditto.
Gravity is winning this one.
Ditto.
And you know how I know that? That's my lock, kids. That's my absolute 100% guaranteed lock pick of the night, because Alfonso Cuarón won the Golden Globe for Best Directing. And as we know, that's a lock for the Academy Award.
Yeah, no. Not always. Not always.
Enough time to go for it.
But the thing is, he actually invented new technology to make this movie.
And James Cameron's going, damn it, it's supposed to be me.
I'm the only one supposed to make new technology for movies.
James Cameron doesn't do what James Cameron does for James Cameron. Okay, go ahead.
All right. What'd you say?
I said The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, you did. That's right. You started off.
Because you agreed with me. Yeah. You agreed with the correct answer. Nice.
Well, we'll figure out if it's the correct answer in about...
In about eight hours.
They're
going to run long. It's going to be longer than that.
Well, 8 hours. Till that category.
Oh, okay. That's safe.
Let's see. Let's go with actress in a supporting role.
Okay.
You have Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine, Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle. This name that I'm going to...
Lupita Nyong'o?
Yes.
Yeah.
For 12 Lupita Years Nyong'o. A Slave. Julia Roberts for August, Osage Country.
Sausage Country?
Osage Country.
You never osage a place.
And Jane Squibb for Nebraska.
We have Squibb. Lovely Squibb.
So, what do you think? You first this time.
See, I could be wrong on this. It's either going to be Lupita for 12 Years a Slave, but I think they're going to give it to Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine. Blue Jasmine's just been getting enough of the little buzz, you know, that they seem to love, and they don't want to be overt, because the Academy Awards now have to go to the thing of, well, we can't always give an Academy Award to an African-American person when slavery is involved. So...
to the ethnic.
So let's look like we're more enlightened and give it to Blue Jasmine, and I think that's where they're going.
See, I'm actually going to go the other way. I'm actually thinking they're going to give it to Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave.
Okay.
Which I said as well.
Okay, Nyong'o. Cool.
I guess we'll see.
All right.
Powerful performance.
Now, actor in a supporting role. You have Barkhad Adebay for Captain Phillips. You have Bradley Cooper for American Hustle. Michael Fassbender for 12 Years a Slave. Jonah Hill, The Wolf of Wall Street. Or Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club.
What you got there?
This was a hard one.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen any of these movies. But
what makes it harder?
About?
I know, it makes it a little bit harder.
They all put in phenomenal performances.
Yes, it did.
I'm going to go with Barkhad Adebay from Captain Phillips.
I'm going with Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club.
Now, see, I was thinking they might go Michael Fassbender on this, but I also went with Barkhad Adebay for Captain Phillips. Because it's a crazy role in the first place, and it also lets them give an award to somebody without it being slave. He's just a pirate. That's so much better.
Right.
He doesn't have an eye patch or a
so
parrot or anything
much
like
more
that.
Enlightened. So much more enlightened.
And so you went with Jared Leto?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Which is a straight thing to do. But yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Taking notes.
All right. Actress in a leading role. You have Amy Adams for American Hustle, Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Judi Dench for Philomena, and... Meryl Streep for August, Osage Country.
You never Osage. Oh, sorry, we did that.
Yeah, but
actress leading role?
I'm going with Cate Blanchett, Blue Jasmine.
Sandra Bullock. Went with Sandra Bullock on this one.
I also went with Cate Blanchett. I thought this is where Blue Jasmine was going to get their
really?
Nod. So
see, I think they give this to Sandra Bullock for this because you know they don't really ever. And this
don't really ever give her anything.
Yeah, right. And you know, and the new technology and the fact that it just was such a thing that was an impact. It seems like the kind of movie performance the Academy would want to recognize. That's the polite way of saying it.
I honestly think it'd be for Cate Blanchett for the same reasons. I mean, it is the type of performance that the Academy just
was she spinning
loved.
Around not knowing and stuff's going to hit her in the face and she doesn't know what's going to happen?
No. Oh. Academy doesn't like that so much.
Really? Because that's exactly what I thought was going to happen.
It's got science fiction elements and, you know, nobody likes sci-fi. I'm just kidding. Everyone loves sci-fi.
Just not. You know,
the Academy, usually.
It's not the Academy, usually. You have actor in a leading role. You have Christian Bale for American Hustle, Bruce Dern for Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf of Wall Street. Another name I'm going to bastardize here. Shaiwitel Ifra. Try that name. I have no idea how to say that name.
I've already navigated to the other page. I'm sorry.
Okay. for 12 Years a Slave. Uh-huh. And then you have Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club.
I think it's a Shaiwitel Ihofor, I think
is that
name.
Who you're going for?
No, it's not. Okay. I think that's his name.
I'm trying to type it.
I believe that's his name.
Oh, there's like three Q's in the damn name. There's no way I'm going to.
And a silent J. It's very, very strange. It's very, very strange. Who are you going for, Bruce?
Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club.
Interesting.
This is because the whole, what he had to put into to make this role.
Yeah.
The whole, I lost, it's the Tom Hanks thing. If you lose 50 pounds for a role, generally, they're going to give you the Academy Award for it.
That was the nail in the coffin, which is why I went with Matthew McConaughey as well.
Yes, I did. Wow.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are pulling for Leo, but yeah. I just think, and now my opinion of Matthew McConaughey may have been a little bit skewed because how fabulously he's doing in True Detective. So I might just be in love with him as an actor right now.
But I mean, he like got down to what, like 90 pounds or dropped 90 pounds or something? Yes. 90 pounds was involved.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
That's not healthy.
And no. I don't think that was his ego.
Bruce Dern is like the sleeper in this one, and I'd like to see him get it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they will either. We'll get a moment there, and he'll get his hopes up. Oh, okay.
Well. Yeah. He'll get that clap look when he's like,
Bruce Dern! We loved you in those things 40 years ago.
And all those movies 50. That you didn't get credit for. And
that's creepy. That's kind of crazy if you think about that. Man's been in some movies for a long time.
Yes, he has.
Okay.
All right, so the final category. This one's worth two. Stop that.
Drum roll.
Banging on the table roll, please.
Yes. The best picture. Excuse me. The best picture, which is American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street. So, and this is the one that's worth 2 points.
See,
so.
Right here, if it's a toss-up, Captain Phillips has a shot at this, but I think this is where 12 Years a Slave pulls in the award.
Ditto.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I know we need more conflict or drama, but yeah, I also went with 12 Years a Slave.
We have plenty of drama. I went with Frozen.
Just let it go.
No, I can't.
That's the song from it.
I know.
So, all right. So, it's to recap. We all put 12 Years a Slave for Best Picture. We all put Matthew McConaughey for Best Actor. Best Actress.
Right.
We both went with Kate Blanchett, and then you went with Sandra Bullock.
I did.
Supporting Actor, we have Jared Leto and Bark Something Eddie is what we put. Yep. I'm sorry, I typed it. Supporting Barked. Actress, we had 2 votes for Lupita Nyong'o and 1 for Sally Hawkins. And director, we had 2 votes for Gravity and 1 for The Wolf of Wall Street. And animated, we have 1 for The Wind Rises and 2 for Frozen.
Okay.
So we're going to post our stuff, make it public now so that we can, no take-backsies when the Oscars
air. Yeah, no take-backsies, never.
And then we'll score it, and then whoever wins will win a fabulous prize.
Yay.
Yay.
Like
what?
Those, I don't know.
Those
you're the one that came up with the fabulous prize.
The Cheez-Its you have right in front of you.
My Cheez-Its.
I don't want a K-Cup either. No.
No. So while we're still waiting for the results of that, we do have the results of the Razzies.
Yes.
So just all of these, because they just, not crazy amount. The worst screenplay of 2013 went to Movie 43. It was written by 19 different screenwriters because it's a sketch
thing. I wanted that to be funnier than... I don't know. There were parts
that were
funny.
Everybody wanted that to be funnier, especially the writers.
There were parts that were funny.
The worst remake, ripoff, or sequel went to The Lone Ranger.
Wow. Yeah.
Which did you see? I believe it like under costumes or something. It is nominated for an Academy Award. The Lone Ranger. The Academy Award nominated.
Nominated. Yeah.
Yes, the Lone Ranger.
I'm sorry. No.
Worst director went to the 13 people who directed Movie 43.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just... I enjoyed this, I think, more than the average person did. I thought I thought there was enough funny stuff in there. It's kind of like, and it's by no way, shape, or form am I directly comparing them, but it is, of course, a Kentucky Fried Movie kind of thing. Some parts work much better than the others,
yes.
And for the most part, the things that do work make up for the things that don't.
But the Kentucky Fried Movie was so genius at the time.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, if you watch the scene with Chris Pratt and Anna Faris.
There are some funny moments, but overall...
Yeah, okay. Worst screen ensemble went to Jaden Smith and Will Smith for After Earth.
They just didn't do a convincing job of parent-child relationship.
No, they did not sell me on that. Mm-mm. And I have one question about this After Earth movie. If all the humans left the planet, why is everything on the planet evolved to kill humans?
Yeah. Remember those people that were here like 20 million years ago? Yeah, let's kill them.
Okay. Worst supporting actress. Did not even know she was up for the role. But that went to Kim Kardashian for her role in Tyler Perry's Temptation.
What, just to throw her the bone of hatred there?
I didn't know
I
she
didn't
was
even know she was ever
exactly.
in anything.
Oh, right. I knew she was
other
in
than
it.
A sex tape.
Really?
Yeah. I heard about it. I
did You're like, oh, Tyler Perry's got a new movie coming out. Oh, look, they have a new stunt butt. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Madea wasn't in that, so they needed a big ass.
Worst supporting actor went to Will Smith for After Earth. Remember when Will Smith could make movies you at least kind of wanted to see?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a while. I don't know what's up with that.
ID5.
Worst actress went to Tyler Perry in drag for a Madea Christmas.
Yay!
Somewhere Spencer is crying. Somewhere Spencer is crying. Worst actor went to Jaden Smith for After Earth. Because I don't know if you caught on to this.
They didn't like
it. They didn't
it.
Like that movie.
They were really, really, really bad. And the worst picture of 2013 went to...
After Earth.
Movie 43.
Oh, Movie 43. Yeah. Okay.
Adam Sandler did not pick up one award at this year's Razzies.
Wow.
He is a Razzie darling. A Razzie sweetheart.
Yeah. But was he in anything this year?
I
don't think you can't
he was
win.
Grown Ups 2
was out.
Oh. So he actually did better in that film.
That or it wasn't. There were other things that were
that
so, much, so much worse. But yeah. Grown Ups 2 did not pick up a single
wow,
Razzie
that,
for
that's,
anything.
That's. And how Sarah Palin didn't get nominated for something?
They don't do documentaries.
Hey, it was a movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. The one about her?
Yeah.
You mean? Oh, okay. Because there was the documentary and then there was the movie. But so lost on all of those things. So lost on all of those things. Okay. So. So really, none of the best. So you saw more of the Razzie movies than you saw Best Picture nominee or,
no.
or Academy Award nominated films
well, see,
this year.
Yeah, I only saw Movie 43, and I didn't see After Earth. And
I didn't see either one of those two.
I think we will be watching a few of these when they come out on DVD. Some of them are
bummed.
Out now and some of them are not.
I am quite bummed that we did not get to IMAX for Gravity.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to do that. I think that would have been really amazing.
It's in brownies first.
Yeah. Mushrooms.
Just
and
kidding.
Brownies. No kidding.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are kidding.
I would have been drinking my ass off before I went and let you drive. That's how that would have worked.
Yeah.
So the Academy Awards are presented tonight. Billy Crystal is hosting again, according to the commercial I saw with
Ellen
DeGeneres in it. So that should be a good... They always rate Oscar hosts. How do you think she's going to do? Because I'm telling you now, I'm not watching the Academy Awards.
I'll probably watch some of it. She will do better
Excuse
than...
me, let me interrupt you. Walking Dead and True Detective are on tonight. I am not watching the Academy Awards.
I don't get to see True Detective. I will
you
see...
You could. You've got a special antenna.
Well, I
it,
probably
And those
will.
Don't start until a little later on at night. We could watch... The Oscars start at like 7.
Yeah, but the first hour is watching people get there in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And looking at their dresses.
Unless they're falling out of them, I don't care.
Sometimes they are.
Unless Kat Dennings is falling out of her dress at the Academy Awards.
That'd be nice.
Well, Thor 2, The Dark World, I don't think was nominated for anything.
I don't care.
Special effects, probably, something like that.
Sure, yeah.
But let's see. She will be better than David Letterman and probably not as good as Billy Crystal.
Okay. Okay.
But closer to Billy, a lot closer to Billy Crystal than David Letterman.
So where does James Franco fall on that scale?
Closer to David Letterman.
Closer to Trainwreck, okay.
Closer to David Letterman. Yeah.
All right, so there it is. You still got, depending on when you hear this, you still have time to put your predictions up if you'd like. So you should make that happen. I'm just going to shut up about that now. How about I just push a button or something?
Push the button.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you guys like that? I can do that. I'm sure that I can. G.O.D. is licensed Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Attribution Non-Commercial Attribution 3.0 list. You like that?
Yep.
Well, technically, that's legal.
Technically.
I've heard car commercials that do it worse.
Yeah.
Make sure you come by and check us out at the forums, Facebook, Twitter, all of those places. GeekRadioDaily.com is a good place to start. Drop us an email. Podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, it's all at GeekRadioDaily.com. Or you can send voicemails. What number would that be?
That'd be 510-GRD-CRIL.
To where now?
510-GRD-CRIL.
Sounds fantastic. This time, pretty much certain we'll see you in a sweep.
What do you think? It stinks.
That was lame.
Well played, Clux.
Good time.
Hello, Academy. It's Stan Lee here. I want to talk about a serious problem with the Oscars. I haven't won one. You know, the Oscars have turned a blind eye to my body of work as a cameo artist. I don't know, people think that cameos are fluff and nonsense. Dead wrong. Everything must be encapsulated into one golden moment. You know, I guess one person can make a difference. Walk on, drop the moral lesson of the whole film, walk off, boom. I've got a letter here, written by Sir Laurence Olivier and Shia LaBeouf. Most actors are pansies. They're pretty know-nothings who say words they barely understand. Not so the cameo artist. The cameo artist is humble. He creates joy in the hearts of the audience, and he exits gracefully. A film without a cameo is dead inside. Signed, Larry and Shia. Let's fix the Oscars by adding a best cameo category. You know, I think it would be a good choice to close the show.